Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, 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 welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, a show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm your host, Dr. Tanji. And of course, I've got my wonderful co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
I know, right? I know, right? Okay. I don't know why I get so excited when Wednesdays come, so much so that I think I make my stomach hurt. But coming up on the show today, we've got, of course, our trending topics. We've got a guest that, oh my God, my heart just skips beats when I think about him because he reminds me so much of my own son. He's a wonderful entertainer, just an all-around good guy, pom-pom, and that's at the bottom of the hour, and we will have, I think I said trending topics, right? So, guys, last week, we talked about effective communicating, communicating effectively, all while doing it in love, and with that, it was really good because we had the cast of, was it Polar Bears and Black Boys
yeah,
and Orchids, yeah. They were here, and of course, our Nick Few, I say our, because he's just a delightful spirit, came and just kind of told us how they got into the play that they're doing, and it's a pivotal role for so many because it deals with issues today, racism, sexism, and all the isms that are negative and connotating. But now I like to segue into our own Niles, who will talk about a principle that really is near and dear to my heart, and in his own words, overlooking offenses. Take it away, Niles.
Overlooking offenses. You know, I like to start with the definition first. What is an offense? It's an annoyance or a resentment brought about by a perceived insult to or It's an annoyance or resentment brought on someone, and it's perceived. It's a perceived insult. And then I want to attach Matthew 18, verse 21-22. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. And that's Matthew 18, 21, verse 2. And just to take from that, overlooking offenses comes with persistent forgiveness. It's perpetual. Naturally, you may have to forgive someone each and every day, especially if you're dating them, you're married, or you're, you know, within the same space. It's only a matter of time before you guys are going to, you know, plug each other's nerves and so on. And I know for me, that's something that I'm still trying to master. I haven't mastered it yet. And it is difficult. Like, I want to focus on, you know, when we share these principles, we're not saying it's easy, but, you know, it's something that we have to work towards. And when it comes to overlooking offenses, you have to put your pride aside and your ego aside in order to do this. When you get offended, essentially your pride is speaking for you and doing the work for you. And we can't sit here and play God's children, you know, and talking about being highly favored and blessed and in God's favor if you cannot forgive and you pretty much hold any and everything against folks. This is something that I've been trying to abide by as well. Do not hold people to the flame if you can't hold yourself to that same flame. You know, because we all do wrong and God overlooks your offenses. So you must overlook, you know, others. You know, I guess there's hypocrisy in that. And, you know, sometimes there's self-righteousness behind that. And, you know, it's important to follow the principles in the Bible. They're there for a reason. And for some reason, I feel like we like to pick and choose and say, like, I'm comfortable with this and I'm comfortable with that. I'm going to stick with this, but I'm going to ignore all this other stuff. And it's just important to not to expect everything, you know, from others while not being able to deliver those things for yourself. Like, we expect everything from God, right? So if we expect everything from God, we also must also know that it's important to give to his children as well, you know, his, our brothers and sisters. And, you know, it's difficult to get to the upper room, heaven, you know, with God, holding on to a bunch of luggage and baggage that you were supposed to leave here on earth. And that's just not a good way to live. It's not how I want to live. And it's not how God wants us to live. The truth is, we all stink, you know, in some kind of way. And, you know, this is, I guess this isn't your typical make you feel good about your mess statement, but I guess it's more of like a call to action, because this is something that I feel like plagues our homes, our society, you know, our hearts, and, you know, our families. And I would say the reason why I'm in a better place than I was 2-3 years ago is because I learned how to let all that stuff go. Like, I was holding on to stuff that I had no business holding on to. And you expect to progress and move forward, holding on to things that are just going to weigh you down, you know? So, you know, in essence, you might think that it's not there and it's just accruing over time. So, you know, forgive yourself, forgive your family, forgive your friends, forgive your partner, over and over again, you know, because, you know, we must remember we're just trying to navigate through this thing called life. And we all have dirt on us in some kind of way. We've all done dirt and we do dirt. So, you know, and overlooking offenses and learning how to forgive, like, truly from the heart, what we're doing essentially is giving some of that dirt away to God so he can purify it and make us new again. And I'm done talking.
And every time you talk, I swear to you, I learn more and more about you. I learn about your discipline. And for me, that's paramount when you're dealing with principles, especially kingdom principles. I'd like to add with offenses. Here's what I want to be the takeaway as a perspective. We cannot do this thing called life by ourselves, period. Mm-hmm. You cannot. And the wonderful thing that Jesus said to the disciples and to us, because it's there, it's written, is that I gotta go, because when I go, the comforter, that's the governor in the earth, will come. I can't be here unless he won't come unless I'm gone. So the beautiful thing about trying to navigate life, you don't have to do it by yourself. There's this person called the Holy Spirit, and he's a gentleman. He's not an it. I hear people call him an it, and I'm like, oh, dear God. No. That's just like calling me an it when I am a person. So with the person, the Holy Spirit, the governor in the earth, he is things that are right standing with God, right? So mm-hmm. with that, if you have or should you have an offense with your brother, the beautiful thing about, because when you ask him, would you come into my life and kind of be Lord of my life? And he says yes, because all he does is ask us, you know, want us to ask. You don't have to do this thing by yourself. So yes, we are all sinful in nature. However, there is a degree of certainty with him. You can live a life that is prosperous, is successful, is a life that overlook offenses. You said something that was so paramount, and you said forgiveness. And we've talked about that over and over and over, what true forgiveness is. True forgiveness is not pardoning the sin or the sinner. It is actually forgetting about it. And you're like, well, how can I forget about it? Well, the man just told you in Matthew, you said it yourself, that 70 times seven a day, I got to forgive you. 70 times seven, not just seven times, but 70. That's a lot of forgiveness. That's a lot of looking over offenses. So thank you so very much, honestly, for shedding that. But I wanted to honestly just make certain that people know you can't do this by yourself. I don't know. I don't care how good you are, or how self-righteous you are. You gotta have the leading of the Holy Spirit in life. If you're not, you'll lose your mind. You mm-hmm. will. So I'll pass that to KJ, but think about it.
Yeah. One thing I would just say about that is that forgiving is hard. You know, it's like you have to check yourself. Okay, why am I not forgetting? And I want to play a little bit devil's advocate when I talk about forgetting. What if you're in a situation when that person does you wrong multiple times and you keep going back to that person? You know?
Well, I'm glad you said that. Yeah. Is that something that you won't answer? No.
Yeah. We can answer it after. I just wanted to bring that out because I don't know when people say like, oh, I forgive you, but I just don't forget. You know?
Yeah. How can you do that?
Yeah, that's kind of like the gray area of like forgiving in a sense, but it's more simpler than we make it than we have it to be, you know?
Yeah.
Life is a lot more simpler when you take away the emotions, you know?
That's not simple.
I know, right? It sounds good in theory.
In theory, yeah. Sure. But like once you like look at a situation, it's like, okay, if I was not feeling anything towards anything, and I'm just thinking about, okay, this is my goal, and I have to make a decision between, like, let's say, a green apple and a red apple. Which one matches my goal? If all emotions are gone, and you have to really like look at it like that and look at forgiving like that, take away all the emotions. Is this if I choose to remember this situation over and over again, it is an anchor that is preventing me to moving towards my purpose.
Yeah.
You have to make that decision. Like, all right, I need to take all of this emotion away, okay? Because that action happened. I'm not mad at the person. I'm mad at the situation. And now let's move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I don't even know if you're half doing the job when you say, I forgive, but I don't forgive. Yeah. Like, the whole point
you are. That's half doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, the whole point of forgiveness is so you can free yourself of that and free the other person. And sometimes, as you know, what the definition says, sometimes it's perceived. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, that's a clear insult. Like, it's certain triggers within you sometimes. It's certain things that you've picked up along the way. And sometimes, you know, you present those, you reject those. So, I don't know. It's kind of like, as I said, like, you're holding folks to a standard. And a lot of times, we hold folks to standards that we don't hold ourselves to. So, like, it's kind of like we have to be on an even playing field, because we're all here trying, we're playing in this on the same field, and you know, we're trying to get to pretty much the same goal. So it's better to like communion and like work together to get through that side. And of course, in a football game, you're going to get tackled, you're going to get scrapes, you're going to get bruised, but you still see like the end zone. So I don't know, man, if you're going to do something, do it 100% and go straight through, because like when you get to those gates, you know, you can't say like, God, I kind of forgave this person. Like,
no such thing, right?
You know, like, I just like 70%, but that 30%, you know, is holding you back. You don't want to not get into heaven, you know, holding on to 30%. Just go the full way and free yourself, and you can walk into, you know, heaven's gates free and ready to enjoy the experience.
And what are your expectations? That's very important. Just that, like, I'm out of, like, I know this is me personally. I'm like, okay, I don't have a high expectations for anybody. You're just going to show me who you are. And if you really respect, you know, like in love in a certain way, then your act of kindness will come, you know? You know, it's just like people will show you who they truly are based on the actions, not the words they're going to say. Yeah. I'm going to give you the opportunity to show, and now everything else will reciprocate.
Yeah. You know, I'm questioning no high expectations for anyone. What does that mean?
Well, meaning like my expectation of you is like not, yes, I think highly. I can think highly of somebody. Oh, that person's got their life together. But as far as like when, based on like what people say, it's like, oh, I'm doing this, this, and this, and this. I'm like, okay, cool. Show me. Don't talk about it. If I wasn't clear about that, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's just like, wonderful to know the processes behind your thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
just like when people just talk too much, I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm tired of listening right now, because I've been in situations where it's just been like, you're talking, but where's your fruit?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, that's what I mean by I don't have really any expectations. You're just going to show me who you are.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to accept
it. And what you're about, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's important, too. It's like, it's either you produce or you don't. And fruit tells everything. Fruit tells
about
the tree.
Yes, it does. You know? Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is good. This is really good to know, again, how your thought processes are and how your view of the world and the people that are in the world and even of yourself. So.
Yeah. And just a reminder, just to let everybody know, and you said this, and we're all saying this, it's like, this isn't an easy task. This isn't something, I don't know if you guys have mastered it, but, you know, I know I haven't, and, like, I've gotten pretty good at it, but yeah. It's like, it's that humanity, that humanness in you that kind of reverts back to certain ways. So you kind of, like, have to have that constant reminder, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the God, and the rubric, which is the basic instructions before leaving, you know, Earth, the Bible. So you have everything that you need there. You have everything that you need, you know, with God. You know, just make sure that you communicate enough to, you know, be corrected when you need to be corrected.
Amen.
You know, I know for me, I'm at a point where I can understand people. You know, you make mistakes, period.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's because you understand yourself.
Well, I'm just going to look at other people's shoes, to be honest. Yeah. I think you have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You know? It could be, okay, is this the first time you've done this, or is it the second time you've done this? If it's the third time you've done it, now it's like, okay, what's going on, you know?
But what about the seven times? What about that, KJ?
Well, I know for me, I give people three strikes, and I'm like, okay, No, I'm not talking about forgiving. I'm just talking about, like, three strikes where it comes down to, like, okay, now is this a habit? Is this a lifestyle that you live by? Or is it just, like, a mistake that you need help getting towards? Like I'm getting over. I'm sorry. That's what I mean by three strikes, you know? He's trying to gauge where they're at. It's like, all right, I'm going to forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. Third time, it's like, all right, what's going on? Are you okay? Is it something with your family? Is it with your friends? Just where you're coming from, you know?
Absolutely, Kay. And speaking of offenses, I know that you know what's going on with these with this grand jury decision. That's an offense, would you say?
Yeah. The whole situation with Breonna Taylor came out this morning. It's really sad, because it's like, if we put another person of a different race in that position where the police officers were, now everybody would have been up in arms. The jury would have just like, all right, you're going to jail, everything's been stripped, da da da. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like, it's a slow process. And it's like, yeah, we'll get to it. You know, that's what it feels like, you know?
A slow process for a minimal consequence.
I agree.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I think... like, how do you apply the principle to this? Like, yes, it is an offense, but, like, should you overlook it? Does it need to be responded to? Like, because this is something that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I'm not going to, just to be straightforward, it's hard to apply, you know, things every time, especially based on the situation. So it's like, how do you handle this situation?
In this situation, it's like, now you're holding everybody else accountable. Like I said, the whole three strikes thing, you know? Okay, is it something that's happening over and over and over again? Now we have to address, like, okay, now there needs to be a consequence. You know? Yes, I forgive you for your actions, but that doesn't justify that you don't have a consequence because of the
action. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
For sure.
Like, when God says, I forgive you, but there's still a consequence for your actions.
Absolutely. I agree. I think the thing that, and we kind of discussed it loosely prior to the show, the thing that kind of makes everyone say, okay, if you look at the word one time, that's a scripture. That's a biblical word, one time. You know, you put yourself at risk. You're risky. Mm-hmm. Doing things that you're really not thinking of any consequences of, what have you. So to for the law to be at call, you know, on trial here. The law states that you can't do what he did. However, because he recklessly fired into not just her apartment, but the other apartments that were, you know, in that community, in the apartment building, that's what he's being charged for. That's one time, you know, that's that reckless endangerment that they're saying that this is the preponderance of the law here. So the death of our beloved sister, our the spirit of, you know, Miss Taylor, he's not on trial for. He won't, you know, be charged for. So it's one of those things where you're thinking, wow, I know I've got to apply the principle here, but God, would you please help me in this? Holy Spirit, help me on this one.
Because this is where like emotion can creep in.
Bingo.
You know, this is a human life loss. You know, talking about
absolutely.
Here. So that's something you can't get back. You
no,
know, so.
No, and no amount of money, guys. No. I mean, you know, I've been broke. How many times I've told you I've gone after dreams and pursuits and went broke 5 times. No amount of money can replace that life.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, not at all. You know, it's amazing how like. How one simple word can change just the judgment, the conclusion of things. Wan Tan, it's
white.
Interesting.
White. The human white.
Language.
It's so beautiful. If you look at the news and like how they describe different people of different ethnicities, you know, based on one word, changes your whole depiction of that one person.
Yep.
Based on one photograph, changes your whole depiction of that person. You get one. This was the person that they killed, you know?
Yep.
But you pick the one when she had a bad hair day.
Come on!
But if you show them a picture of like them at their graduation, that sends another signal, you know? So you have to really pay attention to like, okay, what photo are they promoting and what photo, and what are they trying to say?
You like, know? What's the intent behind it?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they're trained to do this. So they're doing that for a reason. Whatever they're trying to put out of that, you know, when it comes to that person, like there's a reason behind that.
Exactly.
Because it's like when you have a gun maskman, why do they always find pictures of them smiling? Like it's insane. It's crazy. But with us,
yeah.
Like,
with
bad hair day, and, you know, what you say? Yeah, a picture. Oh, he was so peaceful. It was just that one day he just went crazy.
Why don't we do that with everybody? You know, even at this show, I'm gonna say this because it's like. You have to check the facts, you know? Don't just accept everything you hear and go find out for yourself.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Because for sure. Like, you will never fully learn. You're just now becoming a sheep. And you don't want to be that sheep.
Yeah. Like, look past the face value because things have a face for a reason most of the time.
For sure.
A lot of times it's a distraction. Stuff. Distraction.
Sounds like experience has been a teacher here, yeah?
Ooh, yeah.
Of course.
And then next, we have Ruth Ginsburg.
Yes.
Passed away.
Wow.
She did a lot in her time here.
Man, come on. 27 years as a Supreme Court Justice? Come on. Yeah. That's amazing. And in her era, you know what I mean? To think about us. To think about women's suffrage, that's just, she was an amazing spirit. I listened to some of, you know, the interviews that she's done over the years, and I'm sitting there thinking, wow. Isn't it something to just immerse yourself into something that you love doing, something that's going to bring value, not only to you, but to people. That's the whole purpose of serving people with your gift. You always serve them.
To find the help you, find your purpose, find your gifts.
Absolutely. And they're here. They're not outside of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and the thing about that, when you do that, it enriches your inner life.
Yes.
You know, you don't need to run to this or that or a drink. Like, you get it. You get that. You get your inner life fed through, you know, delivering God's gift that he bestowed upon you to people.
Come on.
And that's the fulfillment. It's like
that's the fulfillment. Oh, you give me chill bumps.
Yeah.
That was so beautifully said, because you're absolutely right. For those who are looking for fulfillment, spend some time with yourself. Get to know your creator. You were not just from monkeys, and it wasn't a Big Bang Theory. I don't have time for this show to talk about that. That's a waste of my time. But when you get to know him, I mean, really on that, if you want to say cellular level, where people get the vibrations and what's the other thing that's really going, the vibes. Yeah, whatever that stuff is. If you're looking at a cellular level, there are cells that create vibrations in the body. You don't have a vibration. A spirit. Yes. You better be careful of who you're entertaining and be cautious of the people that do smile. You just want to make certain. I like to ask as a litmus test, who sent you? Yes. When you answer that question, who sent you? Most people will tell you, oh, you know, I saw you on Instagram, or I did, you know, whatever, someone told me about you. Very few people will say, you know what? It was God who really sent me. It was the Lord God who sent me to help you hold your ladder, get you to where you need to be. And doing that gets me to where I need to be. Isn't that life, though? Isn't that what we created in that circle of life that we've got here?
Yep.
Absolutely.
And like, just to add something quickly, you said something about getting inside of yourself, like going inside of yourself. And of course, like then going to God. But I feel like in that process, where you go inside of yourself and then connect with God, he activates that thing inside you like 100%. So then you go outside of yourself.
See, that's why you MC, man. That's why you're a lyricist. But you're absolutely right. He just has a... Every time I think I know him, I think I can tell you what he's about to do. He switches up and you're like, what? Yep. I thought it was going to happen that way. So that's the beautiful thing with life, man. Get out there and enjoy life. And no matter what we're going through, we have to know that one, you're not in this thing by yourself. Two, you've got a group, a nucleus that can assist you in seriously getting you from where you are. It's not just a saying where you want to be. And that's us here at the Dr. Tanji Show, right? On all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right. I'm going to yield nucleus. The floor here. You like that, huh?
I haven't heard that word in a while. So I'm like,
that's biology, right? See how you be listening to everything. You don't just hear, you listen, which is very important. We don't do enough of that.
That happened this week, or also National Voting Registration Day.
Oh yes.
Which is just encouraging people who have not registered to vote, or who have no knowledge of voting, that hey, it's giving people the opportunity day off where they can go register to vote in their county, their city, their state, and because we have a big election coming up, a lot of choices made. Also, Jackson State's Dr. Teeds alma mater. Prime time, Deion Sanders.
Man, come on.
Head coach of Jackson State. One of the in the interview, he said that he wants to work with players who want to make it to the NFL. Mm-hmm. For people who want that insight, people who want to achieve greater. Yeah. You know, I think that's very cool to go down to a place that's not even on the radar in college sports.
Right. Know? The SWAT, but that's about it.
That's it, you know, but I think that's a very beautiful giving back to the community. Amen. After you collected your time, now I'm here to teach, you know?
Yep.
That's a beautiful opportunity for that. Yep. But now, let's segue to our guest, happily waiting in the waiting room.
Oh, he's here, yeah? Mm. Well, now, dun-da-da-dun.
Here we go.
I am... excited, elated. I feel like a little kid. I say this a lot in a candy store because we get to bring back in the studio or by way of Zoom, a gentleman that not only has this man gone through that would sideline the average person, he has unequivocally made his place already in history And I say that because he said yes, yes to my dream, yes to God, yes to his will and his way of doing things. I'm excited because he say that he mentors children. He's giving back already now to let people know that it doesn't matter where you've come from. What really does matter is that you have a dream and that you're brave enough to believe in him and in yourself to move yourself forward. And with that, I will introduce a friend of the Dr. Tanji Show. And I did say friend, and I don't use that word lightly, honey. None other than Pom Pom Music.
Appreciate it. How y'all doing?
How are you?
All right.
You.
All right.
Man, there's so much that has been going on since you were on the show. What, last year? Was it last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Man. I love him already. Yes, ma'am. You remind me of my sons, man. Pom Pom. You know that proverbial question, how did you get here? Give us just a little bit of your story, where you've been since you've been on this show, what's been going on with you, and how can we help you to do whatever you're doing in this marketplace?
Okay. Where I've been since the last time we talked? What uh-huh. happened since the last time we talked? Oh, man, I've been through hell, I guess. I've been through hell.
You like that, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of backtracked. I did. It's actually one of the hardest times in my life, I can actually say that. And it's kind of crazy. I've been through a lot. But I guess as you're getting closer to your dreams, it just get harder and harder, I guess. Yeah. I just know something good coming, you know. I just got to keep my head up. Like I said, I fell off. I went back home to Louisiana, and I'm like, wind up like doing the same stuff I was doing almost. Not everything, but I was just going backwards. And I was like, man, what am I doing here? I was just standing up and just thinking, like, what am I doing? You know, and I mean, it's been a lot since the last time I got on here. But I got good news too. I got a lot of good stuff that happened, you know. Well, I was supposed to perform at the South by Southwest, but I think the corona stopped all of that.
Okay.
And I couldn't do that no more. And with the pandemic and all of that going on, and can't go nowhere, I guess that's what really hit me too. And Rhythm and Flow since the last time. Oh, I dropped a video too, a music video since the last time. But I was rushing it, and I was supposed to listen to my manager and didn't, and try to do it myself because it's a song called No Handouts. So I'm like, no, it's no handouts. I'm going to do it myself. So I tried to pay and get it done, and didn't. And I wrote the script out, and it didn't plan out like I wanted it. So I got to reshoot that video. But you know, you live and you learn. So,
you live and you learn. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, let's go back, because I don't want to mull over your experience, because you do know that anything you go through in life, baby, we want it to be for us because we're feeling it, those emotions. We see what's going on, but it's really for that person right there. It's for that person on that side. And it could even be for that person in front of us. So I'm not making light of anything that you've had to go through to get you to where you are right now. But I am grateful that you did it. I am grateful that you knew, wait a minute, hold up. This is not me. I left this, you know? So for you to say that as open, honest, and sincere as that is, and as you are being, my hat goes off to you, baby, because that's major. That really is. In that time, and then I'll yield the floor, I swear I will, but I just love you so much. I do, and I get excited when I see you. In that time of ups and downs and stagnation, or what you thought was I'm standing still, what was it like for you? Because I said something and Niles kind of joined in of him being here and hiding everything here, your dreams and your talent and your gifts or what have you. What was that time like when you're looking around in the circumstance and thinking, I'm not supposed to be here. Were you thinking of God? Were you thinking of that relationship? Or was that even a factor at that moment?
I mean, I'm always getting convicted when I'm not doing something right. He always convicts me. So he never leave my side. I mean, never leave my side. I can, anything I do that's wrong, I mean, it hit me. It hit me. Wow. So, I mean, it was definitely him telling me, like, you know, you tripping, you know, you're not doing right.
Yeah. I've been there. That's why I know. I've been there. I know what you're saying. And it's like, oh, dear God, what am I doing? I know better. And it's really good. And I'll say this, and I swear I know if Niles is jumping in there, jumping at the bit there. But it's good to have people around you that will always be truthful to you. Okay. These guys here, they hold me accountable. All right. Because if I'm not acting out of character, and I do sometimes, I've got people that love me so much that'll bring me to the side, never in front of anyone, but bring me to the side and say, you know what? That's not you. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? Okay. So please, as you're moving forward, have someone, I know Catherine is doing a wonderful job of just reminding you who you are. And if you know, you said it so beautifully, he convicts me.
Yes, ma'am.
People don't use words like that. You got to have a relationship with him to use a word like conviction. You know what I mean? So yes, you're doing wonderful. Thank you, sir. All right. I'll be quiet.
Hey, all right. Hey, man.
I just want to say that. Okay, hey, bro, I love you. I love you. Oh, my bad, bro.
Nah, go ahead, man. It's all good.
What's up, man? All right. Bro, I just want to say, like, I love you so much, man. I love you
too, bro.
Transparency, man. Like, ever since I, like, met this guy on acting class, you know, I knew this guy is just something special because, like, he's just very transparent. He has a good heart, you know? Like, you know, this is nothing but love for you, bro, you know? Yeah. And I love your message and what you stand for, and that's what people just don't know. And that's how I'm waiting for, like, your debut of your album and everything. I'm about to go crazy for this, you know. This is my little message to him, you know. Now as he comes away,
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I appreciate that, bro. Yeah. I appreciate it.
We haven't met yet, man. I'm Niles, one of the new hosts. I have two questions, man. What sent you back to Louisiana?
What sent me back?
Yeah.
I mean, I keep on, like, I think about my people, like, oh, man, I want to do this. But, I mean, I don't want nobody to die on me. I done lost so many people since I've been up here for, like, 3 years. It's so many people that didn't die. And I just keep on, like, want to go back to go visit, to go see them. And that's what really put me back. My family is the most thing that put me back. They put me to go back down there to go see him.
Okay.
And actually, actually, a lot of people just lost their homes out there because the hurricane hit. And it's real bad. But I don't think it's nothing out there for me to go back.
Got you, man. And what kind of mindset do you or did you have to, you know, acquire to get over the mountain, man? Because it's not easy, you know, trying to leave things behind or trying to make a choice, you know, to say yes to, you know, a better life and a better you, man. What kind of mindset, what kind of things were, you know, boiling in you to just, you know, make that leap and say, I have to do something? Because if I don't, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I get stressed out. I mean, when I'm not doing music, I mean, that's one thing that, that makes me, that drive, that's my drive is music. I know I've been messing with music since I was small. And when I don't do music, I stress, you know, I stress bad. But what drives me, like really drives me.
Yeah. And how did you like make it out? Like what kind of mindset did you have to make it out and get to this point where you're at right now?
Well, I started looking at different people. Like I want to be like, I started looking at people that had it already. And like, I mean, like Drake, you know, Diddy. I started looking at some of the interviews and seeing what they was talking about, how you had to, you know what I'm saying, move yourself around. And then Tupac, I like to look at his interviews and stuff, you know. Yeah, that was my mama's favorite. that was my mama's favorite rapper. We used to always listen to Tupac. So I think that's why my music came out so real. Yeah, so I like to talk about real stuff, what I'm going through. But just looking at people I want to be like is what really drive me. And just knowing my mama looking down, and she, I know she wanted the best for me. So I got to do what I got to do.
That's enough right there, man. Wow. Wow. That's powerful. That is so powerful. I don't think you really realize, babe, what an influence you already are. You're an influencer already. Because no matter how many times we fall, and I've fallen so many times, oh, dear God, I've lost count. We get up no matter what. And one of the, I'm going to tell you, my second episode of experiencing homelessness, okay, while out here, how about that? And it would be so easy for me to say I'm going back to Atlanta because it's I can do that. I've got the connections and I've got the people there and there's familiarity. But one of the things that I had to vow, Pom Pom, when I left there in 2012 with nothing. I left everything in Atlanta. I left my vehicles. I left my house. I left my businesses. And I came out here thinking that, okay, it's going to be a better life, right? Not knowing that I'm going to hit a roadblock and another one and another one. And I heard my mom say, well, Pudi, you know, you can always come back home, home being Atlanta. And I said to her, if I leave Los Angeles like this, I forfeit all those prayers that I've ever prayed with anyone, all those fastings that I've ever participated in, showing God's glory in my life. I would have told all those people he doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that right there, that hovers in my mind, my heart, every day. No matter what goes on, no matter how many times I've gotten to walk away from patients, you know, I gotta stay the course. You're here for a reason, baby. You are. You're here for a reason. You got this. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't by happenstance that you met this man and in an acting class and you began to speak what you wanted to see. Come on, man. Who does that? It was a divine intervention. And I get excited. I'm looking at you right now. And the first thing I'm looking at is God. I love him so very much. Mr. R.I.P. Mr. Nipsey Hussle, I think about him and I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, whoa, he's picked up the baton. He's got to run with it. So you're right. Hell will break loose when you finally discover this is who I am. You said, man, I get stressed out when I can't do music. So now you've left doing music to be music. That's who you are. You walk your music. You talk your music. So you haven't lost any ground with South by Southwest. Nope. You hadn't lost any ground with anything you're doing. That video shoot, that really was a lesson, okay? Listen to your manager. They know what they're talking about, even if you don't think they do. But of course, you want to, you know, kind of have that creative juice that, you know, kind of, you know, ad lib or what have you. But you're on the trajectory, you're on the path to lift you so high. And that's the excitement that you're seeing right now. I'm looking at a superstar, man. I ain't telling you something that you want to hear. I'm telling you something that is the truth.
Yes, ma'am. And another thing that drive me is my brothers. I got like a lot of little brothers. And they doing the same thing I was doing, you know what I'm saying, when I was growing up. And it's like, dang, because I think they kind of learned that from me, you know, because whatever you put yourself around, they always used to hang with me all the time. So that's what keep me going and drive me to show them like, yeah, that was me, but I changed, you know. And I go to the group homes, too, with WISMO. It's a nonprofit organization. And I go talk to the foster kids and the juvenile detention center. So I really got a strong passion about helping like the kids and stuff like that. So I mean, I know I can't be doing nothing stupid, you know what I mean? And
for sure,
they looking up to me. So that's the big thing that drive me, the kids.
Yeah. You have a lot of people who are following behind you, looking up to you, you know, that's one thing. Yeah, I think the same way, Dr. T, about like going back to Atlanta, like you said, going back to Atlanta. I'm from Miami. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, what if I go back, you know? There's nothing really for me there. Like, I gambled everything, you know? I can go to a different state, maybe, but, like, I'm not going back home, you know? Yeah. There's so much on the line right now, you know? Mm-hmm. So many people looking up to you, some people looking behind you. I was like, hey, man, come on. You're following us. Let's go, you know? So it's just, like, you just have to dive in, full in, you know? Give it your all.
Yeah.
You know, no matter, because the hell is going to come, and that's a given. I think we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. It's like, you're going to be tested no matter what.
You have to. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, like, you
embrace
it.
Yeah.
You know, and move forward. There's always quiet in the eye of the storm, but still, there's the other half of the storm you got to go through. And whenever that storm comes, just embrace it. Period.
Mm. Good. And good stuff.
Yeah, and I never.
Go ahead.
I was gonna make an announcement to something that that's something that happened. I never told nobody, so I'll tell y'all later. Go ahead. Unless you want me to say it right now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't tell nobody. I didn't post it on social media yet, but I got chosen for the next Rhythm and Flow.
There we go.
Yeah, I was waiting to tell everybody, but yes, I definitely got chosen. So I guess I announced it on here.
I heard it first.
That's
the Dr. Tanji show.
But I don't know when they're gonna start filming with all this going on. So,
they're working on it now. Expect a phone call this week. How about that?
I received it.
Good. I'm like, oh God, is that me or is that you, Dad? Man.
So man, what's one thing, one gem that you've held on to or discovered through this journey, especially since you've been here in LA? Because I just completed a year, so you know we're learning from you, man.
What's one thing that I hold on to
that you held on to that kept you going while you're here? Because it's not an easy place to survive in, to live in, and get through. This place eats people if you're not in the right place. Yeah. So
and God. I mean, God, gotcha. God. I mean, that's about the only thing I can say, God, man. I mean, I keep going because of him. I mean, you know, I'm working and I'm still working on my music, you know. I got my job. I'm working on my job, you know, and I'm working on my music. It don't matter. He just keep me, he keep me focused. Like, I don't know, not one job, too, that I didn't like when I think about I'm working for God. When I think about when I'm working for him,
because
sometimes, it's easy. And it seemed like some hard work I'd be doing, but it'd be easy whenever I think about who I'm doing it for, you know. And I just keep grinding and don't give up and just keep my faith. And I really believe in my music. Like, I really, really believe in my music. And some people might don't, you know, but I do. I believe in my music. I go to Venice Beach. A lot of people like my music out here, you know, and I can rap in an hour. I make like $140, $150 just
an
hour.
Come on.
So, I mean, and then I go back to work, and I'm going back to work, and I'm like, man, do I supposed to be here? But
I mean,
that's what keeps
keeps you going. All right, now. All right, we've got 1 minute left. You put your foot in your mouth. I believe in my music.
Yeah.
You gotta spit a fitting.
Some verses.
I got a song. I'm gonna spit the second verse on it. It's called Keep Your Head Up.
Come on.
So all right, let's see. If you got blood on your hands, how would you go about it? Or deep inside you really feel you caught a body? Cause once you take that life, then you can't give it back. Do you use drugs hoping you can cope with that? Or do you hit your knees and pray to God like every night? He said, we ask for forgiveness, we gonna be all right. I know real killers that then turned around and changed their life. Going on your own perspective, only bring the rain. I say, I'm trying to make a point, I know you tired of pain. If you can make it through poverty, you can make a change. I'm happy for every situation that I overcame. I keep my head high, hoping that you understand. Keep your head up. Yeah.
Whoa. Like,
I'm gonna say this. When you were rapping, you had the biggest smile on your face.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to I'm I got to try to smile now because this man from Venice Beach came up to me. He's like, man, the verses, I mean, your song is good, but you ain't got to be so mad no more. You say, smile with it. I'm like, so I'm trying to like smile because I didn't overcame, you know, but amen. I still, you know.
Oh, wow. I don't know about you guys, but do you not feel better, seriously, since you've been in this man's presence? You know, the markings of a real leader is that he or she has the ability to make you feel and make you know that whatever you're going through, you're going to be all right. You are, my friend, one of the bravest, most courageous souls that I've met in a very long time. Thank you so very much for sharing your story. Thank you for being open, honest, and sincere, you know, and transparent. You know, and would you tell our listeners, our supporters, our TTs, is that right, KJ? How they can stay interactive with you, sir?
My Instagram is pompom real music, pompom real music, and my Facebook is Daryl Livings. I think it's Daryl Livings. I really be on Instagram. I mean, Instagram is where most of my music and stuff is at. So,
pompom real music.
Thank y'all so much.
You heard him right here at the Dr. Tanji Show. Please remember to smile, wear your mask, physically distance, wash your hands, and think happy thoughts, okay? Because we really can overcome our offenses, right? And that's our show. Thank you, Niles and KJ. I would not want to do it without you. I love you to the moon and the stars. And I'll see you next time. Love you. So much, pom pom.
All right, love y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, LA Talk Radio.
All right.
All right. Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott only.